In today's solo episode, I'm going to answer a question on anti-racism or allyship from our Inclusion First community. Now, these episodes are really made to get you the information that you need so that you can go and make greater change in the world. These are real questions from real people. And my goal here is to break down the question, give some answers and some insights that you can hopefully put to use as you are out there navigating your life, navigating opportunities for anti-racism, for allyship, and to really bring more inclusion into the spaces that you exist in. So here we go. Today's community question is, who has to do anti-racism work? Well, this is a very straightforward answer. Everyone gets to do anti-racism work. And why is that? It's because our society was built on racist principles and beliefs and value systems. And so we are all swimming in polluted air. And in that polluted air, it is influencing us in ways that are both known and unknown to us. And so we all have a bit of racism inside of us. And it is our job to find that racism and replace it with something that is inclusive, something that is equitable, something that creates human connection versus creates disconnect between people. And it doesn't matter if you are young, it doesn't matter if you are old or anywhere in between, we all have this same responsibility and we all have this same opportunity. If you consider yourself to be an ally in any shape or form, or an advocate for positive change, a champion or uplifter of people, you are absolutely on the hook for doing anti-racist work because, I mean, racism is one of the most damaging, the most demeaning, the most terrible of the isms that we're dealing with, the most pervasive, it's just one of the worst ones, right? And so if you are an ally and a champion of people and human rights, then that means that you are on the hook to also do anti-racism work. And the thing is, I like to think of anti-racism work as like a gateway drug to doing work on the other isms. And I've said this many times before, but you don't have to, you know, learn how to not be sexist and not be homophobic and not be xenophobic and not be anti-racist. Actually, the core of all of these isms is very, very similar. And if you learn one, you can actually apply the learnings of anti-racism to all the other learnings, right? You can apply, it's a transferable skill. You don't have to start over. You don't have to wait for something terrible to happen to a Muslim person or a trans person to start to understand what it means to be an ally to some of these different groups, different from you potentially. And it's something that you can start at any time. And it's something that's important for us to realize that we can't just do one of the isms, that we really do need to understand isms holistically and then use those skills across all of the isms. How do I stay open to ideas that are different from mine? How do I connect across cultural differences? How do I hold space for people's stories and their truths and let those live alongside of my own? These are just like a few of the different things that you might start to explore when we're thinking about not just anti-racism work, but work on all of the isms. And so I think that we all have this same opportunity. There is no one who is excluded from this question of who has to do anti-racism work when we live in a society that is based on so many racist ideals and belief systems. And so how do we root those out of ourselves? How do we root those out of the systems around us? How do we realize that we can do this at our home, in our homes with our families? We can do this in our schools. We can do this at work, in our places of faith, where we volunteer, everywhere, everywhere and anywhere. Everyone and anyone gets to do this anti-racism work.
Thank you for listening to the Inclusion First podcast. We are always collecting and answering your most important questions on anti-racism. So if there's something on your mind, head on over to theinclusionfirstproject.org and click on Ask a Question. We would love to get your like, your share, your follow, and especially your review wherever you find us. Thank you again so much for listening, and we will talk to you next time.